Moncrief on News Talk.
There has been the occasional bit of controversy during the World Cup, particularly the US portion of it. But when the Olympics arrive in LA in 2028, there may be a whole lot more. The International Olympic Committee has provisionally lifted its suspension of Russia taking part. The Guardian's chief sports writer, Sean Ingle, joins us now. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon, Sean.
When did this happen?
It happened yesterday afternoon. There was a big decision from the IOC. They decided that because the Russians say they're no longer controlling the sports federations in Ukraine and they promise to be good when it comes to doping, they can come back in.
Right, okay. And because previously some Russian athletes have been allowed to compete. And what were the conditions of that, where they were allowed to do that?
Yeah, 27 Russians were allowed to compete in the Summer Olympics in Paris and another handful in the Winter Games. But they had to go through a rigorous vetting procedure to make sure they weren't supporting the war in Ukraine. They hadn't been funded by the Russian army and things like that. But that now has been scrapped. All they have to do now is abide by Olympic Charter, which basically means you sort of respect your neighbours when you compete and all those sort of things.
Right. Okay. And so does this kind of hint at a more general change of attitude by the IOC?
It does. It does. What the IOC are trying to do is essentially say athletes should not be responsible for the actions of their governments. There will be people that will say, well, when America invaded Iraq in 2003, that was an illegal and unjust war. Others would disagree. But regardless, the IOC is essentially saying those athletes should not be banned from the Olympics. Now, where it's different with Russia, of course, is they were involved in an enormous state-sponsored doping racket, especially in Sochi in 2014 at the Winter Olympics. And for those of you who may remember, they were passing samples of Russian athletes, urine samples, through a mouth hole. And these samples had banned steroids in them. And then they were just taking out unscrewing the tops, putting clean urine in the sample, and they were good to go. And this was discovered, and Russia were banned for a while for that as well. So that's still a cloud hanging over Russia.
Yeah. And Russia's anti-doping agency, have they been let back into the fold then?
No, not at all. The problem they have at the moment is the current head of the Russian anti-doping agency. She's been accused of being the ones that was involved in this plot in 2014 to hide doping samples. So they're still out in the cold. But what the IOC are saying is there is another testing agency that will have to test the Russian athletes. And if they are cleared, then they will be allowed back in. But that process has to happen first.
Now, this is a provisional lifting of the ban. Are any other international athletics organisations going along with this?
Well, what the IOC has said is that it's up to each sports federation to make its mind up before the Olympics. So the World Athletics have already said we're not letting the Russians back in yet because of the doping. But I think you'll find that most of the sports federations eventually will let them in. And there's a reason for that. The IOC gives sports federations, most of them, lots and lots of money after every Olympics. And so they generally do what the IOC says. So your fencings, your judos, all those Olympic sports, they wouldn't really survive without the IOC's money. So expect them to fall in line. And we will see Russians in LA. What the IOC are saying is they're not going to let the Russians have the flag or the anthem yet. And that, I think, is basically trying to induce them to behave themselves in the next year or two. But if they do, I think we will hear that anthem in a couple of years' time in LA.
Mm. Are there any other countries banned from the Olympics?
Well, North Korea have had their issues. They've not been around for a while. But that's essentially, I mean, even Afghanistan, their treatment of women and the like. Russia, the odd thing is the current ban wasn't down to the invasion of Ukraine. It was more because Russia claimed those territories as their own in sporting terms as well, which the IOC didn't agree with. So the IOC has now accepted that Russia says it doesn't control those territories, and therefore they've let them back in.
Okay. And Do they double check these things to make sure they're true?
It's funny you should say that, because I was chatting to the Russian skeleton guy in the Winter Olympics, you may remember, who was kicked out because he wore the hat of remembrance. I was chatting to him yesterday, and he was very, very sceptical, to put it mildly, that the Russian of the Russian claims. So let's see on that.
Yeah. And I assume, though, if you have Russia taking part, if things are the way they are now, if you have Russia taking part in the Olympics, will Ukraine take part in those Olympics?
And that is a very good question. And I imagine they would. I mean, you do have individual athletes, say even here at Wimbledon, we have a Ukrainian playing right now, Martha Kustuk, and she will play against Russians. Of course, it's very different when it comes to team sports, and that's where, you know, passions are tend to be greater and emotions higher. So, yeah, I mean, God, if we end up saying, you know, the water polo or whatever, you know, Russia versus Ukraine, it could get very spicy indeed.
Yeah. And the situation has, might that influence FIFA's attitude towards this?
Yeah, I think FIFA at the moment are saying no change. But it would not surprise me, you know, if in a year or so, they do change their minds. I mean, why the IOC have acted now is that Olympic qualifications for LA have already started. So in the next couple of years, people will be qualifying by a time or by winning competitions or whatever else. And the IOC says it doesn't want to prejudice Russians. So it sort of set the wheels in motion now, basically.
Yeah. Sean, thank you very much for speaking with us today. I know that your champagne and strawberries are waiting for you at Wimbledon. So, yeah, you have to rush off there. Thanks a million for talking to us. Lovely to talk to you again.
Thank you so much. And alas, my strawberries are all champagne for me at the moment.
All right. Okay, maybe later. That was Sean Ingle there, the Guardian's chief sports reporter. One texter says, get ready for the Irish to have a big discussion about sending or not sending an Irish Olympic team to the US. I imagine maybe a lot of countries might have, especially the European countries bordering Russia, if this goes ahead. They might have big discussions about it as well.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.